Hare Krishna.
Throughout the scriptures, it is said, we should serve that Supreme from whom we have emanated. This you will see repeating in many places. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yataha pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam svakarmaha nirataha siddhim yata vindati tachshunu sve-sve karmani aviratha samsiddhim labate naraha svakarmanatam abhyarchya siddhim vindati manavaha. In this verse he says, Yataha pravrittir bhutanam. All the bhutanam, all living entities, from where they are emanating from, they are all emanating from Krishna. Yataha pravrittir bhutanam. And then he is saying, Sva karma nirataha siddhim. But in the performance of your duties in this world, how you can attain perfection? Yataha vindati tachshuno. Here Arjuna, I am going to tell you how you can perfect your life. He says, and then he says, Sve sve karmani abhirataha samsiddhim labatenara. Whatever activities, yat karoshi, yadashnasi, yajjuhoshi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya, tat kurushvam, madarpanam. Why madarpanam? Because yatha pravrittir bhutanam. We all have originated from Krishna only. All the spiritual and material worlds, everything emanates from Krishna. Yatha pravrittir bhutanam, he says. Similarly, Krishna also says, aham sarvasya prabhavo, Matasarvam pravartate. If anyone knows that everything is originating from Krishna only, all spiritual and material worlds, then what is the result of that? Iti matva. What is the result of that? Bhajante mam. You see? This is why the modern atheistic theory should be condemned. Because if people say everything has arisen from matter, then they will try to serve matter only. Dead material bodies. Whereas everything is emanated from Krishna, and he says that anyone who knows I am the originating place of everything, he says, Itimatva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvita. With great bhavana, my devotees will worship me, knowing me to be the originating place of everything. Same thing is said in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Yayesham purusham sakshat atma prabhavam ishwaram. The word prabhava means originating. Yayesham purusham sakshat, that supreme personality of Godhead, atma prabhavam ishwaram. Na bhajanti avajananti sthanat brashtaha patantyadaha. The living entities who don't know this fact that they have come from Krishna, and those who fail to serve him, sthanat brashtaha, they fall away from their position. Patanti adaha, he says. They fall down from their position. In this way they become degraded. Similarly in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Yajnatvana punarmoham evam yasasi pandavaha yena bhutanyasheshani drakshasyatman yatomayi. That verse also says this. Yajnatva na punarmoham. Punaha moham means again falling down. Na punar moham means one will never fall down again. By what? By knowing what we will not fall down? He says, Yena bhutani asheshani drakshasi atmanjatomai. If people can see that all the living entities are emanating from me and they are sheltered in me and they are connected to me and I am their maintainer, protector, provider, everything, you will never fall down again, he says. We could quote innumerable verses like this to show this one foundational, fundamental point that our relationship is only with Krishna. In this material body also, you can see the parts of the body, and they work to nourish the body and they get nourishment from the body also. For example, the hand puts the food in the belly, so it goes to serve the belly and it gets nourishment from the belly also. So all the parts, their natural state is that they should serve the whole, and by serving the whole they get the respective nourishment also. Like the citizens of India, for example, everybody works to satisfy India, satisfy the country. And then they get all their necessities supplied by the country, which is very obvious. Anyone working against the country sometimes is banished from the country. Is it not true? Any part of the body working against the body is amputated from the body eventually. So, this is the same principle. We are part and parcels of Krishna. And in all these verses you will find this foundational principle is mentioned. That Krishna is Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. He is the originating place. So the source of everything has to be known, which is called as the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. If one is not only aware of the cause of all causes, but is convinced about the cause of all causes, such a person cannot serve any Krishna Itara. Krishna is the source and Krishna Itara is illusion. So the Nanatvad or the variety in the material world we see that is actually Krishna Itara. Something other than Krishna. If we consider anything else to be our source and we serve that is illusion actually. Krishna is the source of everything. That is why this fundamental point is iterated so many times in the scriptures. Why Krishna is taking trouble to explain this? He wants us to know what is worthy of surrender and what is worthy of service. In the Purushottam Yoga 15th chapter, towards the end, he is saying, Yo mameva asammudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavet bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. There also he is saying, Yo mam eva asammudho. Without any bewilderment, one should know me to be the Purushottama, he says. And when one is convinced, what is the result of that, he says? He is all-knowing, sarvavit, and then bhajati, sarvabhavena bharata. With the whole-hearted consciousness, one can serve me. Like that Krishna is saying. So, this theme repeats in the scriptures. The buddhi element has to be engaged in understanding how Krishna is the cause of all causes. And how Krishna is the only object worthy of shelter and surrender. And if buddhi is not convinced of this, then we cannot engage our senses and mind in Krishna service properly. Although we may do it half-heartedly. Like he says, you see, Nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kutaha sukham. Nasti buddhira yuktasya. Buddhi, if it is not engaged, ayuktasya means not engaged. Then where will there be Krishna bhavana? Without engaging the buddhi in fully in Krishna. And the meaning of engaging buddhi fully in Krishna means completely getting convinced that Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the origin of everything. And he is worthy of shelter and surrender. That is why before engaging mind and senses, the buddhi is used to understand the scriptures, to understand this fundamental point. And buddhi is purified. When intelligence is purified, it can offer guidance to the mind and senses subsequently. Currently, our buddhi is avyavasayatmika buddhi. Because of which it is multi-branched. Sometimes it thinks, maybe this will give me happiness. This is my source. Somebody is serving the family. Somebody is serving the country. Somebody serving his boss. They don't know whom to please. They are trying to please hundreds of people. And none of those fellows who are accepting service are able to offer shelter and satisfaction in this world. Nobody in this world will be able to satisfy the thirsty living entity. But Krishna is not only capable of receiving our shelter and surrender, he is capable of offering complete protection, maintenance and everlasting bliss. And Krishna is the Rasa Vigraha, who is the bhandar or repository of all bliss, and he is capable of providing unlimited bliss to the living entity who takes his shelter. So this is a very fundamental tattva. And this tattva should be contemplated by one's intelligence. After which one's intelligence will be calmly convinced, Prabhupada says. And the mind will not run hither and thither, chasing after the mirage of illusion of this world, but peacefully be situated at the lotus feet of Krishna while chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desertaries for ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. One.